effective in Kitchener-Waterloo, and they are Romeo Montague, Amanda Young, and Pat Howarth.
Yeah, like she said, I'm Romeo, and I'm a nervous wreck right now, so bear with me. Well, I'm talking about Cop Watch, and here he's talking about the common friend, how the spy is teaming up with them, and Amanda is talking about Mayday, and it's the spy's new fundraiser, but protest that's coming on July 21st. But, like I said, I'm talking about Cop Watch. We represent the spy in Kitchener, which also represents the people in Kitchener, Waterloo. Cop Watch is to observe, monitor, and resist to police harassment and brutality. We take pictures, badge numbers, license plates, and other documents. That relate to police brutality. Our purpose is to get rid of police downtown. Just mind you, I'm still a nervous wreck. We have a right to observe and resist police that act like an occupational army, to patrol and control, and to end serving and protecting the rich. Cops want to shut the spot down. The fire marshal made a fire inspection order that only 22 people are allowed to be in the spot at a time. Therefore, we are not allowed to run punk shows that help us fundraise for our rent. We have done over 10 cop watches. So far, Mark, Julian, and Davin were arrested because what the officer said was, we're not going to take this shit no more. In total, 42 days in jail. Cop watch still continues, and so does the people. All right.
We held on the 24th, but I'm Amanda and I'm speaking on behalf of the KWA's Collective Center, also known as the SPOT, and this is our new member, Che Guevara, and he's like my god, so. On May 24th, 2003 was what we call May Day. On May Day we met at the SPOT and had a lot of excellent speakers. We then met at Kitchener City Hall and we also spoke there, where the police observed our action. We then took over King Street, which is one of the main streets in Kitchener, and... Sorry about that. Sorry, I lost my face. Oh yeah. We met at Kitchener City Hall, and we also spoke there, and the police observed our action. We then took over King Street, which is the main street, and took over a squat. We were told by the sergeant that we could have 24 hours in the squat, and then the police left. 17 squatters were left. We remained in the squat, and we cleaned. And exactly 5:50 a.m., the SWAT team entered the building without warning. We were then removed from the squat, and the police had shoved the youth down the stairs and stuck 12 beanbag rifles to my head. We were then arrested, but they did not read us our rights and they didn't tell us what we were being arrested for. The 17 squatters were released 3 hours later. They detained us in a paddy wagon while they made racist and sexist comments towards the youth. It's almost 1 month later that we're going to have another protest for housing for the people. And it's basically just about how the government must listen to the people. We need affordable housing now. If they don't make it, then we'll take it. And everyone must have got this flyer, but if you don't get it, I'm going to read you what our demands are. We say housing for the people, not condos for the rich. End police harassment. The right to hang out downtown and no tickets. Basic rights to housing, food, clothing, and income. Respect to all based on race, sexuality, class, and gender. We stand together with the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, which is OCAP, and say no retrial for the June 15th defendants. OCAP defends the people, so the people should stand tall with OCAP. And all attacks on the spot and the bail restrictions on Doug and Charney. Charges dropped for Mayday squatters and give us back the people squad.
Hello, my name is Patrick Howarth, and I'm speaking on behalf of the spot also. I'm here to talk about the Ontario Common Front. The spot works with the Ontario Common Front to end the Tory reign on Ontario. We're trying to resist their plans. They plan on hoarding up the homeless people, putting them in buildings with set curfews. If they're seen outside after these curfews, they'll be arrested. Personally, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm homeless, and so is my sister, who is 15. If the government will put someone who's 15 out on the streets and not stand up for them, then that's not right. Something needs to be done. The Ontario Common Front are represented from all over Ontario, Hamilton, Kitchener-Waterloo, Toronto, everywhere. And we just don't think what the Tories are doing is right, giving more to the rich, taking more from the poor. People who are homeless should have equal rights as people who have millions of dollars, in my opinion, and what they're doing isn't right. And no one should be above the law, including the rich. Everyone should be equal, and that's what we're going to try to do.